Welcome to Goss's Bluff. Also known as Norilla to the Western Aranda people, this incredible feature is a site of international significance. Created when a comet crashed to Earth almost 150 million years ago, Goss's Bluff was originally 20 kilometres wide. According to traditional Aboriginal belief, Norilla was created when a group of women danced across the sky as the Milky Way. During this dance, a mother put aside her baby in a traditional wooden baby carrier. The carrier toppled over and crashed to Earth, creating the large crater we see today. Mavis Malbunka tells the story of the creation of Norilla.
So why Norilla was named? Because it was named after the falling star. And that star, my people, Malbunka families, believe it was a falling baby. Yeah. So at night you can still see the Kulaman up in the air, and Milky Way are the dancing women, like having groveries during that time. And Morning Star is a father looking for that falling baby, for baby Norilla. And also Evening Star, the mother, they both have in turn to look for their baby, still looking for it in our culture that it says how those two stars work to look for their baby.
Wow, so that land formation is where the baby fell to the ground.
Yes, it's a you can see it's like a Kulaman with baby fell to the earth.
Incredibly, the Western Aranda version of how the crater was formed has similarities to the scientific theory. Both versions refer to something falling from the sky and crashing down to earth. Christine Edgoose is a geologist with the Northern Territory Government. She explains the scientific origins of Goss's Bluff and its dramatic birth millions of years ago.
I think originally people thought it was just an odd-shaped fold, like a dome-shaped fold. But once a few scientists went and visited it, they soon realised that it was actually an impact structure, most likely of a comet, which is a gas and ice, rather than a big sort of heavy meteorite. And it's been estimated that the impact was roughly 145 million years ago. And what you actually see at Goss's Bluff is what's called the central uplift. So the original crater would have been much larger. And it's like if you drop, say, a marble into a glass of water, what you see is that the water surface sucks in and then there's a little plop that comes up afterwards. And what you're actually seeing at Goss's Bluff is the little plop preserved. So, and if you look on satellite images and other images, you can actually see a vague sort of a shape of the original crater. But of course, it's a long time ago, so there's been quite a lot of erosion. So pretty much what's preserved is that central uplift.
Goss's Bluff is situated on the Mereenie Loop. The Mereenie Loop is a four-wheel drive track that takes you through remote desert country, right up to Kings Canyon. While you're driving the loop, you'll pass desert Kurrajong, Spinifex, incredible rock formations, and the odd tourist. But about halfway along, you'll come to the Memento Tree. This odd-looking tree on the side of the road is covered in mementos left by travellers who have passed this way. Over the years, it's gathered quite a hoard and you really can't miss it.
My name's Trevor. I'm from Melbourne. I'm doing the loop. We've been travelling since, we left Kings Canyon this morning, yeah.
So how's the run been so far for you, Trevor?
Pretty corrugated, yeah. But a good drive. Nice and slow. Take it easy and you're right.
We've got this strange-looking tree next to us, Trevor. What do you make of it?
It's a memento tree, I think. People have discarded things that they don't want in their car. There's things like CDs, bottles, wheels, scarves, flags, baby bottles, batteries, runners, packet of cigarettes, thongs, and pretty much everything else.
And how's the journey been for you so far on the Mereenie Loop?
Oh, it's been great. We've been Ayers Rock, Kings Canyon, did the walk yesterday. Great walk. I can recommend it. And we're heading to Glen Helen at the moment.
And what's been the highlight of your trip so far, Trevor?
I think the Kings Canyon. I think it's a great walk. Tough at start, but better than Ayers Rock and the Olkers, I think.
Well, that's where we're heading. From Hermannsburg, it's about another 200 k's to Kings Canyon. At Kings Canyon, we'll catch up with local ranger Belinda Nixon. So I'll catch you there. And remember, safe driving.